It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Oprah Winfrey hosted a special with the director of Leaving Neverland last night and two victims in the documentary, Wade Robson and James Safechuck. Oprah pressed the director on who in Jackson's inner circle enabled the abuse or turned a blind eye and how many people knew. The audience was filled with more than 100 survivors of childhood sexual abuse and their supporters who had recently finished viewing the four-hour-long film. The director thinks a great many knew. Robson said, "Secretaries organized most of my phone calls and would organize cars to pick me up to bring me to him. Security guards were always there outside of the door." Robson said he doesn't believe Jackson could have abused at the level that he did without people around him being complicit. Travis Scott deleted his Instagram account after reports claimed that he cheated on girlfriend Kylie Jenner over the weekend. The rapper deleted the account on Saturday, but still has his Twitter. The couple got into an argument over the cheating allegations, which led Scott to cancel his concert in Buffalo so that he could stay in LA to work out the situation. But Travis toured Saturday night playing Madison Square Garden in New York City, where he told the packed arena to always remember to keep your family first. He also gave a shout out to his wifey. So I don't know if that means they worked it out or what.
Yeah, I don't know, but that's crazy. Everybody around that family is involved in some form of cheating, it sounds like.
Yep.
Jeez.
There's a Starbucks scam going around, and Lady Gaga fans are to blame. Gaga fans want Shallow to break the 21st spot on the Billboard Hot 100, so they're spreading this fake image around social media called Shallow Bucks. The image says that Starbucks will give customers a free beverage if they send a screenshot of themselves listening to Shallow. Starbucks has responded to the social media buzz and says the whole Shallow Bucks thing is completely false and they will not be honoring any of the submissions.
Okay, I thought you were going to say that photo going around. I'm like, oh, the Momo photo?
Not that.
I was like, that kind of looks like Lady Gaga dressed up.
Which apparently they're saying is done now. The creator of Momo says she's dead. It's fine. He says, kids, the curse is gone.
Well, that's good news.
And Sofia Vergara is obsessed with cake.
I eat more cake than I should actually eat. I'm kind of like addicted to sugar and cake, so I try to balance. I try to eat really healthy so that my bad calories are always from cake. So I've kind of found like a balance to get away with murder.
That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Say what you want about her, but you know, nobody likes to have the single life going on, and nobody knows more about it than Alex. I mean, no offense, but I mean, okay. I feel so bad saying this. The stories are just now starting, and guess what? They're already fire. They're lit. Alex has to tell us about someone she's knew she's been talking to, but she's already had a hilarious nickname for this person. So you have a name picked out?
Yep.
All right, we'll find out what that is next here on the Joe and Alex Show.